Now, we've been talking nonstop about agricultural shows the last couple of weeks, and Douala Show is coming up, and it might be a long way from Tipperary to Wales, but Nigel Owens, the legendary rugby referee, will be at Douala Show wearing his hat at the livestock judge, as loyal as a judge. Good morning, Nigel. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good morning. How are you?
And congratulations on your marriage earlier this month to your long-term partner as well. But that honeymoon phase is now over. And I know as a fellow Hereford breeder that you have been hard at work on the farm. But I guess, Nigel, you've spoken in the past about your nerves before big rugby matches. So I'm wondering, how do you feel now that you're about to step into the show ring? Because judging cattle can be formidable. You wouldn't want to underestimate it.
No, you wouldn't. That's for sure. I did it in a small show in back on the border in Wales and England about last season. So it's very, very new to all this, to be honest with you, Hannah. And yeah, it's a bit like stepping into Croke Park or into the Aviva Stadium to referee Ireland, or I want to referee Munster Leinster in Croke Park back in the European Cup in 2009 when there were about 84,500 packed in there. Stepping to that cauldron then as a pretty new experienced referee in the European Cup was a very daunting experience. But I think tomorrow's going to be just as daunting, I think, yes. But I'm looking forward to it very much.
Good. Well, it's good to hear you're taking it seriously, because we all know, especially Hereford breeders or all breeders, take these things very seriously. And
no, they do.
We'll know that there's now legendary rivalry between the southern and northern hemispheres when it comes to rugby. But it's funny how kind of almost a bit of that rivalry is creeping into Hereford breeding, because you probably know there's a horned Hereford versus a polled Hereford debate. Now, polled is, they're born hornless, for people who don't know, and it makes life a bit easier. Now, where do you stand on that? Would you be polled or would you be horned?
No, I got a bit of both, to be honest. I'm more polled than horned, but I do have about 5 or 6 horned cows, and I do then have a couple of their heifers coming through. So, to be honest, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, I guess. I think it's a balance, I think. And I do find that when you put a polled bull on a horned cow, you sort of keep a little bit of that sort of traditional type of the Hereford in it, but also as well it gives you a lovely animal as well. So yeah, I'm mostly polled, and probably will always be mostly polled, but I certainly do have a couple of traditional Herefords, even though I put the polled bull on them, and they tend to be polled, although you do get the odd skirt or the odd horn throwing back. I will still also put a horned bull on a couple of horned cows. I'll always have pure breed horned cattle in the breed.
Well, I can tell you, you're going to cause some debate now in the show ring tomorrow. But what do the Herefords?
They will remember, Hannah, the referee's final decision, the judge's final decision as well. And I got my cards with me, and I got my whistle, so I won't be taking any nonsense. Telling you now.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. And people can follow you on social media as well. Some of the Herefords you have are absolutely beautiful. I have to say, I have a Hereford envy. So Nigel Owens, thank you very much, and people can see you at Douala Show tomorrow, which is in Cashel in County Tipperary. And of course there's Iverk Show as well, which is the longest running show in Ireland. There's my own local Limerick Show. I'll be refused entry later on if I don't mention that on as well. And for all the other information, there is irishshows.org.